Joined now on the air by Anna Richards, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP, one of many organizations here locally and across the state that are speaking out in favor of HB 280. And I know, Anna, thanks for joining us. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going
yes,
on.
But let's start with Raise the Age. So
yeah.
What do people need to know about this bill?
Well, you mentioned one of the distinctions that we have in our state that's rather dubious, and that's that we're the only state now that still treats our juveniles in this way. Most of these matters, the ones that are nonviolent types of offenses, they're handled really quickly in the court.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 or 4 years later, when the juvenile wants to get a job, go to get financial aid for college, join the armed forces, they find out that this relatively minor incident that happened in their youth, which I'm sure if we all think back, there are some things that we did as young people.
Probably
that,
don't have to think even back that
yeah,
far, to be
right,
perfectly
right.
honest, but yeah.
But they'll find that it had a very, very serious effect on their ability to enter the marketplace, whether it be for jobs or education. So I think it has a long-term effect, because then that starts fewer opportunities for people. The other thing I think people need to understand is that of the juvenile offenses, 97% of them fall into this category of relatively minor things. And if the other thing is, it will save money.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we forget about the fact that, you know, going through a juvenile system that's really designed to rehabilitate and get kids off to a better start, cuts down on repeat offenders and a cycle that oftentimes starts with a relatively minor offense, treated as an adult, sometimes put into a juvenile an adult facility where it's like graduate school for criminals.
Yeah.
And
the
so
recidivism rate is terrible.
It's terrible. So right now the bill is sitting in the House Judiciary Committee, and I think everyone out there who supports this and wants this bill to move forward really, really, really needs to talk to their representatives. Emails and letters, call, because I think the people need to be heard on this. And again, it's a distinction we don't need for North Carolina. We got enough of those going on.
Yeah, no, you mentioned some dubious distinctions. Like, we're racking up a list.
We are
we, in North
racking
Carolina?
Up a list.
Yeah. So we can contact our legislators, and I know we've got the Orange County delegation, Greg Meyer and Verla Insko in the House, and Valerie Fricci in the Senate. Where do they stand on this?
So they're solidly behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of them, I'll just give a little plug for an event that we're sponsoring. We've titled it Democracy Revival, a legislative town hall. It's going to be held on Saturday, June 3rd. 10 o'clock, registration at 9:30 a.m. at the Century Center in Carrboro. And all three of our representatives, Greg Meyer, Verla Insko, and Senator Fucci, will be there. They will give some opening remarks and I'll then take Q&A. It's free, open to the public. The other thing we're going to do is just talk about some of what we do now going forward. If we see things going on, what can we do to impact what's going on in the legislature now, as well as in upcoming elections. So I'm encouraging everyone to come out and join that. It's a rare opportunity to be able to speak with all three of them at one time. So asking that people come out and support that.
Very cool. And again, that's Saturday, June 3rd, 10 a.m. at the Century Center. So mark your calendars for that. Is that just going to be a general town hall, or will there be a particular sort of policy focus?
Well, we're calling
focus,
it Democracy or? Revival. We want to talk about what's going on in the session of the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
I think we really need to understand the gradual chipping away at fundamental rights that things we kind of take for granted in our society today. There's a lot of activity going on in the legislature, and I'll talk more specifically about some of those things as we get closer to the third. But we're going to kind of set the stage with that, and then also talk about maybe what some alternatives might be to those kinds of actions. take some Q&A and then talk about some things folks can do if they're interested. So,
really cool. Where can people find out more? Just on the website? Or
It's on Greg Meyer's website, on his Facebook page. It'll be on our Facebook page as well as on our website going forward this week.
Cool. And again, the website is chapelhillcarborough.wordpress.com, or just do a Google search for Chapel Hill NAACP. It'll come right up. Anna Richards here with us from the Chapel Hill NAACP. So Saturday, June 3rd is that event. Again, all three of our local elected officials, Meyer, Fushi, and Insko, will be there at that in a month and a day, which is already coming up. How is it almost June? I don't even understand.
It's incredible.
I mean, 2017 has politically not been the best of years, so you know, the faster the better, but still, that's ridiculous. So back to the Raise the Age bill, which is still sort of stalled, I guess, in the Judiciary Committee.
It is stalled, and so we need to get some energy under that so that it doesn't just languish and die for lack of action on the part of our legislators.
And there's really strong support for this. I mean, Democrats are pretty much all in favor of this, but Republicans, a lot of them are in favor of this too. So
it's a make sense kind of bill. I think it should be a nonpartisan, and it's got tons of support. Lawyers, judges,
law enforcement officials,
educators. We can get that legislature to move, we'll be doing good.
Yeah, and you mentioned also that, you know, people who go through the adult justice system, 3 years from now, they try to get a job or join the armed forces or things like that, which also raises, and again, unrelated to this particular bill, but there's also Ban the Box legislation that we should be talking about as well, so that if you commit a crime and you do your time, you're not still paying for it 5 or 10 or 20 or 30 years down the road
It is supposed to be paying your debt and then being able to move on, have a productive life. And too many of our systems don't support that moving on. People get stuck and spiral downwards. So this is a real opportunity for us to step into this century and treat young people as young people and hopefully help them become productive members of society and not a drain on our economy and our society.
Yeah, and that's the recidivism rate
right there, too.
Like you leave prison or you're off on parole, you try to start your life over again, and there keeps getting one obstacle after another in front of
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Speaking with Anna Richards, and again, the Raise the Age bill, HB 280, moving through. We've got our story on that. It's our top story for today at chapelboro.com, so go and read more about that. And again, you can contact your elected officials and try to get movement at the General Assembly on that. I guess also contacting the House Judiciary Committee.
Absolutely.
And Tim Moore and Phil Berger and the leadership as well, and trying to get something done on that.
Absolutely.
So what else is going
on?
Well,
I got two other items that I really wanted to just get a little bit about. One is that we've mentioned before the UNC Center for Civil Rights being under, I would say, under attack in terms of its legacy of being able to litigate. There's currently a proposal going before the Board of Governors, which would say that the center would not be able to litigate. There's a lot of misinformation about that out there. I would just say, in the short time I have, next week on the 11th, there's an opportunity for public comment. Now, if you want to have public comment, you have to apply online to do that by the 5th. And so what we're recommending is if you support the center, write a letter so that you're for sure going to get your comments in the record. Because what we understand is you can apply online and then there's some discretion to be exercised on the part of the folks conducting the public comment as to who gets to speak and who doesn't. So we're really encouraging folks for the 11th to get on board if they support and send that letter in. The other thing is then on the 18th is the Board of Governors meeting, and we're planning, we're looking at what we can do to show some public support, working on the details on that. But I just encourage folks to make your feelings known.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of misinformation out there. And I think The one of the biggest ones is that the center staff are government-funded lawyers who have little incentive to resolve claims, and they are state employees, but it's really all the advocacy that the center does is on behalf of citizens. It's mm-hmm. not directed anywhere else, and there's been a lot of work done on that. We're going to post some of this information out on our website just in terms of clearing up the record, and folks can take a look at that. Yeah. So one more item.
Yeah, but really sort of underscore on that, because the meeting is coming up. The Board of Governors meeting is on the 18th, and important to sort of show public support on that, but also important to get the word out to the members of the Board of Governors where we stand on this before the meeting, because I get the sense that, like, in having served on committees before, I know, and anyone who has served on a board in any capacity knows, when you actually walk in for the board meeting and there's a vote coming up, you pretty much already know how you're going to vote.
Exactly.
So it's about getting the word out before the meeting as well.
Exactly.
So I think that's important too.
It's very important.
Yeah.
And I think if you want to make a public comment, again, get it in writing.
Mm-hmm.
Send it by May 5th, and the Board of Governors meeting, the final Board of Governors meeting where the decision is absolutely ratified, I guess it's July 14th, and that meeting's in Charlotte. So this is our opportunity in Chapel Hill by the 18th to let our sentiments be known.
Again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.wordpress.com to find out more about the Chapel Hill NAACP. One other item on the agenda.
So, and this is rather timely, on the 20th of May at 10 a.m. at Hargraves Community Center, we are hosting a conversation about the Confederate flag. So I think there's it's in the news last week, New Orleans removed the monument. There's been a lot of conversation and discussion, and I think one of the things that folks don't realize is that almost before the war was over, the Confederacy might have lost the war, but they won the Battle of the Pen.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though, it was about liberty, which is what you'll hear a lot of people say, but it was liberty to enslave other people. And so when we talk about the rights of the Constitution and the freedom, and they say it's a symbol of freedom, it was really a freedom to enslave, to take away other people's freedom. And so that symbolism, I think, is what we need to talk about and gain a better understanding. And so we've got Dr. Al Brophy from UNC Law School, who's somewhat of an expert on monuments of the antebellum South, Dr. Reginald Hildebrand, who was part of the history department at UNC. We have also Karen Lewis, who is the head of the ACLU. A lot of people talk about this in the context of the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Rhonda Bullock, who is a child development expert, who talks about the impact of these symbols on children. And so a great panel assembled. We'll have information out there on our website. And we really want this to be a community conversation. So come out and let's hopefully learn some things and talk about it.
Sounds
so that's
good.
On May 20th, Saturday.
Which is a Saturday, right?
Saturday, May 20th.
Yep.
10 a.m., Hargraves Community Center, Confederate flag. Let's talk about it.
All right, sounds good. Again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.wordpress.com. Go there, find out more, find out how you can get involved. And again, mark your calendars for all of those meetings. Saturday the 20th on the Confederate flag, Saturday, June 3rd, 2 weeks after that, for that town hall meeting at the Carborough Century Center with Meyer and Fushi and Insko, our Orange County Legislative Delegation. Anna Richards, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.